This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. It's the end of the week. Can you believe we're going through our roster of the charts from Talkers Magazine yet again, ladies? The DJV ladies are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan spent a lot of time on the air with me all through the week. And at the end, we take the charts. The end of the week, we take the charts that have been put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine with all of the top 10 stories and the people on the list, although during this hour we hardly ever get to the people, but they're all a part of the stories anyway. So as we move through these things, I try to take a different approach each week, but it always ends up we spend time on maybe two or three, maybe four of these stories that seem to pique our interest and apparently have piqued the interest of most of our listeners as well, because the response to us doing this is quite good. Thank you very much. So, as a companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, here are the top 10 stories. The opening of movie theaters at number 10, with the changes we were talking earlier about the television season. That might be worth a minute or two, Jennifer and Victoria. The way, as we look forward to fall, the fact that TV shows are just now getting into production, which is 2 to 3 months later than they normally do. And what that means is this stuff. I was talking about my friend Jonathan Tucker, who's going to star in a new show called Debris on NBC. They're going to shoot September, October, November, and December. It will not be picked. It probably won't air until January.
Is it the pilot, or is it already a series?
The pilot was shot, and they didn't even air it. They just said, yep, we like the pilot.
Oh, okay.
They gave him an order for 13 episodes.
Good.
And then during the filming of the 13 episodes, they'll get a couple of shows on the air, and if they do well, they'll just give him an order for another 10 episodes. That's how the thing works.
I have this feeling a lot of people are going to be watching The Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars. All of the scripted series it's going to be.
I don't want to watch Dancing with the Stars because Bergeron's not on it anymore. Not that I watch it.
I know,
it
but it,
there,
the
but.
Point is that the reality style shows will be able to go back.
Right. I want CBS to air all those access shows that they have, like The Good Fight, but there are about a half.
I have a feeling you're going to start to see that. I really believe that they're going to start airing that. There's a show, I know The Good Fight is that gets great reviews on CBS All Access, which I never understood why that wasn't right on
the
network.
I didn't either,
because
it followed right on The Good Wife. It's the same cast, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I love Christine Baranski. I think she's just fabulous.
Very good in it, yeah.
The other show that CBS All Access has that has gotten so much buzz is Jordan Peele's new take on The Twilight Zone. I'm not a Twilight Zone fan, but gets rave reviews. So I hope maybe that comes to CBS so we can all see that, too, because I can't add another subscription.
Well, the Star Trek series is going to get airing on CBS.
That also gets great reviews.
Hope
they do. I hope they do like something authentic in terms of that program, because there are a lot of people who are rebooting and put air quotes around it that just aren't the same. Like,
you're talking about Star Trek,
Mason.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm talking about Star Trek.
That Perry Mason show is awful.
Right. I mean, my parents both watched it all the way through, but they both complained about how violent it was. It wasn't really a reboot. It was just a name only sort of Perry Mason. So I hope
people who never saw the original really like it. I have a bunch of friends who really love the new Perry Mason, but they've never seen the original. I've never seen the original either. But
really?
Yeah.
God, how can you be an American without having seen Perry Mason?
It's not from like the 50s. It's black and white. Great.
It's black and white, but it's fantastic.
That's the theme from Perry Mason.
Oh, okay. It sounded like Jaws for a second there.
And Perry Mason.
My grandmother was so in love with Perry Mason, and was devastated to find out that he was gay in real life.
Who was Perry Mason?
No.
Perry Mason.
Raymond Burr.
Was an actor named Raymond Burr, who started life in the 40s as a bad guy in movies. He was always a bad guy. And there was a story, Earl Stanley Gardner and the producers of the original Perry Mason TV show were in a theater in Hollywood auditioning for the Perry Mason, the guy who's going to play Perry Mason. And all of the characters that you saw, the guy who played Hamilton Berger, Lieutenant Trask, all the main characters all were vying to be Perry Mason. So they would do a little, come on the stage and yada yada, and do a little performing or do some lines or whatever. And so when Raymond Burr walked through the curtain, Earl Stanley Gardner, sitting with a producer, said, "There," before he opened his mouth, "That's Perry Mason." And that's how he got the job. And he had it for the rest of his career. During Fred Silverman, who ran NBC, produced the shows as they matured. It started in the 50s, had top ratings in the 60s, and then the 70s they made movies. They made television movies out of it. Instead of having it a series, there would be four or five movies, kind of like they did with Selleck and that, what was the name of that cop thing show that he played, or the character he played? Remember that?
Magnum P.I.? Are you Tom Selleck?
No, no.
Talking about?
No, no.
You're talking about Jesse whatever.
Yes.
Miniseries role?
Yeah. Right. It was the same, it was handled the same way. This is for not only for Victoria's benefit, people her age who don't remember some of these shows that were really iconic. All right, so let's move on. Number 9 on the countdown is a focus on personal relationships as they have been impacted. I'm surprised. Well, I don't know. Haven't we talked about this as far as we can? What else do we say about what's happened to people who've been cooped up because of COVID? What else? We know there's a lot of divorces.
Mm-hmm.
People, if it's Brad Pitt and his new girlfriend, they got together during COVID. So, all right, what else is there? Number 8, our relationship with China, especially, but the Russians come into it, China thing. I don't see this. I don't hear from politicians who are running for re-election. How much, for example, Jennifer, I bring both of you into this. How much focus on China was there by either the Democrats or the Republicans?
The Democrats didn't mention two things during their convention. One was violence in major cities, and two was China. None of that was mentioned at all, not once, in the Democrats' convention. It was mentioned a lot by Republicans. It was mentioned a lot in President
Trump's
speech.
What did they say? What are we doing about it?
Tom Cotton was there talking about how we need to hold more people accountable, that the Trump administration... I mean, the argument really was laid out every single night that Joe Biden is in bed with the Chinese government because...
Yeah, but what are the Republicans going to do about... What are they going to do about getting us out of China?
And then also, the thing that was already implemented, by the way, forget campaign promises, is that bring business back from China, which is something we've talked about here. Trump said in the next 4 years he will incentivize businesses to come back. He will not support businesses who continue to, or the government won't support businesses that are continually producing products in China. And
I'd
already
like to see that happen. Yeah.
And already, those are the two promises he made. The thing that's already in place that he did a couple of weeks ago, and it was very quiet, is that he said the government will no longer buy medical products or pharmaceuticals
from
companies made in China.
Yeah.
Right. We talked about it, but not a lot of people did.
Yeah.
So
well,
I think
we talked about a lot of stuff on the DJV show that nobody else talked about. Yeah.
Right.
One of the things you said earlier this week was you smell blood in the water with me as far as Trump is concerned, because I wanted to vote for Biden, or I was going to. I don't know that I wanted to, but I was going to until he picked Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. How did we pronounce your name again?
Kamala.
Okay. Anyway, I should know that because I was one of the first people who ever interviewed her when she became the local attorney in Los Angeles. Remember that, Jennifer, back in 90, whenever it was, 94, 95?
I mean, she's been a part of at least my time. And, I mean, I was born and raised here, so I've known of her and followed her for a long time.
Yeah. All right. We'll save that conversation when we get to the number one issue of the week. At any rate, the thing with China needs to be front and center, and it hasn't been, and it needs to be. We need to be, everybody needs to be pressing people they know who are in the federal, whether it's Congress, Senate, all these people need to be asked, what are they going to do? What is their office going to do about incentivizing business, as Jennifer just described, getting them out of China and getting them back here? Number 7 this week is the hurricane. Wow, what a mess. And I think also coupled with that is the wildfire situation in California. Jennifer, what's the brief update? In Colorado, yeah. Right. What's the update on that?
Can't give you much of an update about Colorado, but I can certainly tell you in California it was a rough week because of lightning strikes, high winds, and then really the lack of still any desire to clear brush or do anything by both the local and the federal government. It's a compounded problem that's just, it's not going away in California. We had a lot of people, tens of thousands of people under evacuation orders, many of them in the same places that burned just a couple of years ago. There were three major fires burning around San Francisco, 560 burning throughout the state at one time, and resources were just stretched thin. So they had to bring in a lot of firefighters from other states to help fight these fires. And by the way, the military also coming in and the National Guard to try to fight the fires in California.
All right, Victoria, what about Hurricane Laura and its charge up the Mississippi and up through the central part of our country in the Midwest?
What a devastating hurricane. This, when it made landfall, it was a category 4, sustained winds of 150 miles per hour, 800,000 people don't have power. Now they're looking at a couple hundred thousand people don't have drinking water. So it's been a mess. Lots and lots of flooding. The storm surge was horrific. You know, when you look at those low-lying areas where this hurricane landed, they're already below sea level. So when it landed mid-high tide, you're looking at 15 feet of storm surge. That's 15 feet of water that just covered everything. And as we all know, and especially I'm from New Jersey and having lived through Hurricane Sandy, there is nothing like water damage. I know fires, you know, burn through quickly.
Mold.
That's horrible too.
Yeah,
but water damage, oh man, that's just, it is so difficult to not have to just scrap everything and start from scratch. It's it's pretty devastating.
We continue with our overview. The top stories from 6 to number 1 are in our focus as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Roundup with Victoria Horn. Victoria Horn.
We got married.
Jen and I got married.
Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in action here, our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find each week should you be desirous of looking at the details. It's always printed at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the talk overview of what's going on in this fabulous business. The stories this week moving up to number six. The situation in our economy with businesses reopening. I think the saddest news of the week is that Lord & Taylor, a store that's anchored lots of malls, closing. All of them. They will be gone. They are gone, I guess, as far as that's concerned this week.
Makes you wonder if we're ever going to get brick-and-mortar stores back again, or if this is just the end of an era. I mean, that was like my relaxation, my therapy back in the olden days was to go to a mall and just walk around, not even necessarily to buy things, but just to go.
It's a cultural thing, Jennifer. Yeah. It's a cultural thing. And so in league with this, on the people list, Jeff Bezos is number nine because his wealth quotient announced this week up 9 or 10% because of the very thing we're talking about. The fact that, especially during COVID, so many people are ordering things online, and Amazon is the big kahuna when it comes to that. There's so much going. Look at the Prime. Have you noticed in your neighborhood how many Prime vans there are driving all over the place? They're all over the place. Trucks carrying merchandise. It's like overnight this thing has blown up. And as a result of that, you know, we were chuckling a few weeks ago about the fact that when he divorced, his ex-wife got $38 billion. He's already made that back again in terms of his wealth, his overall wealth. And it's because of what's going on in the economy. How many of us know people who own businesses, small business people? I have many of my friends are folks here locally who run plumbers, electricians, people who are running little stores, that kind of stuff, and they're getting back into business and finding the plumber as busy as could be.
Contractors are very busy.
My
sister-in-law is looking to get some work done on her apartment in Manhattan, and she can't find anybody. They're so backlogged.
And when you do find them, Victoria, most of the people, at least in the Northeast, and I would dare say it's like this around the country, many of the people that are working in these trades are not Americans. They don't speak English. the crew boss is somebody from Brazil or Mexico or something. To give, or it's pretty amazing how American workers have just fallen off. And this leads me into another view into the economy, the number of people who are on some kind of, not disability, but some sort of unemployment insurance, how we've made it so easy. Why are we, why do so many of these trades have people in them that are not, they don't speak English? They may,
because
or
Americans
may not be
don't
legal.
Want those jobs, and that's part of the problem, and we need to talk about that. That's the thing that no one talks about. Everyone wants to complain, oh, how come everybody's, you know, is from another country doing X, Y, and Z trade? Because Americans don't want to do that work.
Well, why should it be a choice of what? They go collect insurance.
I think we need to be honest about that.
Yeah, but we've made it so easy for people to not work.
Well, no, what I mean is, well, I think
made it really easy for people.
We have made it.
Well, but I think we've made it really people. There's a lot of things going on here that we've made it really easy. We are incentivizing people staying home instead of having meaningful jobs. We have created a culture of people who just want to be taken care of by the government and who don't want to do work. That's number one. Number two, you also have a lot of companies who think if they hire people under the table, they can pay less than what they'd have to if they paid someone who is, air quotes, American worker. And so that's another problem, is that you have companies who are trying to bypass that system and hire outside to save a few bucks. And
yeah, but I also think we've got a major education problem where we push everybody to four-year liberal arts schools, and
I
no
agree
one
with
wants
that.
To go to a trade.
I agree with that 100%.
Problem.
Yep.
Huge problem.
Yep.
It, to be
it is a huge problem.
For sure.
Yep, I think you're right on with that one. Number five, speaking of schools, is what's going on college campuses and in public schools and private schools as well. 28 after the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll attributed to former Hurricane Laura has risen to 14 as Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards asked the federal government for immediate financial assistance. Of the deaths, 10 were in Louisiana and 4 in Texas. Edwards formally asked President Donald Trump to declare a federal disaster for 23 parishes in the state, which would free up federal Emergency Management Agency assistance. The president plans to travel to Louisiana and Texas over the weekend. Hurricane Laura is the fifth strongest storm to make landfall in the U.S. in recorded history and the first in memory to maintain a hurricane strength as it traveled through Louisiana, bringing catastrophic destruction. 82 water systems across Louisiana were also incapacitated by the storm. An estimated 8,000 homes were destroyed in two states and more than 14,000 people sought shelter from the Red Cross. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is offering up a full pardon, and USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out, and she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you, and we're giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. The pardon also coming on the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King delivering his I Have a Dream speech.
Walmart said that it may join Microsoft to buy the U.S. business of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has become under fire from the president. They said in a statement that a deal with Microsoft could help it expand advertising business and reach more shoppers. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the fold here, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We make up the DJV crowd from the DJV show, which airs around the country every week in various time slots. So we take our an hour of our precious time to go through all these items that talkers have come up with for the week. Number five is interesting because oftentimes on our program we do Monday through Friday, when the microphones go off, the conversation continues. The ladies will talk among themselves about the essence of some issue that we've been on, and I listened with aplomb to your continuing focus on schools and education. Excuse me, and because there's more to be said here, actually, with the connection to the economy and jobs and where they are and where you go to school and what you should learn, I think we all agree that the trade schools are really a necessity, and there aren't enough of them in our country, and people are not being trained to do things.
Well, people look down on them. I think it's not even that there's not enough of them. It's that people
Why would you look down?
Because there's this push, I don't know, there's this push to send people to four-year universities.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you get out of it? You can't get anywhere anymore in a four-year. You got to go get a master's degree.
I've totally changed my perspective on it, 100%. I used to be sort of an educational elitist or whatever, and I have completely done a 180 because I know so many people who spent so much money on multiple degrees and they're not advancing or making the money back to make up for that student debt, which is another big problem. People graduate with $200,000 of debt and they're not starting at $200,000 a year for salaries. So it takes a very long time to get back up to, you know, or if they ever get to that level. But I think, you know, I was telling you guys off the air, my cousin went to a trade school for HVAC and he is so busy. He's only 19 years old. old. He's still doing his apprenticeship, but he's making a lot of money, and he is so busy.
What did you say, $90,000 this year?
That's what they start at.
God love the kid.
Good I was like, him. Aiden, what's going on, buddy? Like,
yeah, good
yeah
for him.
Cousin V's coming for a loan.
Yeah, there you go. All right, number four. Well, actually, we've found things constricting a little bit, which is sort of, I think, a realization that the COVID thing, while it hasn't gone away and still is a problem, it isn't the top. We had weeks when COVID and related stories were the top five or six, maybe even seven items in the countdown. There are only two that are related. Number four is basically an overall overview of the healthcare system with the discussion of masks and the testing and whether there's to be testing or there isn't to be testing, that sort of thing. And number three is look at where things have changed. The states where it's hot and states where it isn't. Numbers are way off in Florida. Things are getting better there. A lot of people, as a matter of fact, both the doctors associated with the DJV program who are on a show that many of you may hear on a lot of these same stations, Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, both agreed this week that we have seen the top of the mountain and we're on the other side. Jack basically said on the air, it's over. Well, it's over in terms of growth.
Unless you live in California, where this week the governor introduced us to a new term to be scared of. Have you heard of the twindemic?
Yes. Well, let's tell that story because that is a good focus on this whole issue.
Well, the twindemic is now the fear that you're going to get both the coronavirus and the flu at the same time.
Yeah.
And so now the next round of testing that's being developed is going to test you for the flu and coronavirus, which is helpful. I'm not poo-pooing the test. It's just something more for us to worry about now. Instead of having a pandemic, now we can worry about 2020's next best hit, the twindemic. Ugh.
Yeah. So there's that, the mask debate. I don't know why it still continues. It just seems kind of silly to me, the whole thing. What does also seem silly and rude, and actually maybe there's a term that's stronger for it. All these people, we were talking about schools going back to campus and that sort of thing, and the fraternities having big parties, and then the right
kids
after that.
Like nothing ever happened.
You right. Know,
like
well, but then they're all getting sick.
On Greek Row. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all, they're all getting sick. Now, are the number of people dying because of this going up? No. Still people are dying, but they're the infirmed older folks. There's been a lot of discussion about youngsters, whether they should go back to school, whether they would transmit and pass it on to each other. The answer to that is pretty much no. But can they pass it on to their parents and grandparents? Yeah.
Yeah.
They can.
That's the scary part.
Yep. It is. So what do you do under that circumstance? Now, most of the youngsters I know, my grandson included, they really want to get back to school. So to look at a screen and try to figure out who their friends are going to be, not an easy task. And social stuff for youngsters, especially at that age, very important. So that's another issue.
Yeah, if you think about how little kids meet each other, they usually just start talking on a playground, you know? That's, you know, when you look around, you watch little kids at that age interact.
Social interacting.
It's kind of like, hi, I'm Miles. What's your name? And then they just start, you know.
Exactly right.
Really good about that. Adults, not so much, but kids are great at that. So
great at it.
Hopefully we'll be able to.
A lot of being missed right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we just hope that it returns to normal at some point.
I think you'll see it as we get close to the end of the year and the vaccine comes out, whether it's really going to do any good or not. It's a good psychological thing. And
November 4th. I mean, I think we can be honest enough to say that a lot of this will die down when people aren't using it to attack politicians. This will also die down.
Right. Well, that's another thing. The number one issue this week, let's put that aside for a second, Jennifer. Number two this week is the focus on race and race relations in our country. And the fact that one of the things I thought was most interesting was the NBA going out basically on strike because of what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin this week. Although I guess the NBA is going to go back to playing. Some of the players are still going to stay out it would seem.
MLB had canceled a bunch of games, but I think they're also going to... it's driven by the players. It's not the organization or the league. The players are the ones who, you know, have been watching a lot of MLB coverage, and the players have been holding press conferences and talking about it, and there's a lot of emotion right now. The guys crying on the screen. It's very emotional to watch. I don't know how anyone can really just turn a blind eye to it. It's something that needs to be addressed head on.
One of the things
is how, and that's what I have an issue with. And I don't know that walking away from one baseball game or walking away from a basketball
game
is going to solve the problem. I don't think that violence is going to solve the problem. What I think people need to do is they need to take a break and actually think about some of the things that are happening, really happening, without the narrative in American cities. And I don't know that anybody's willing to do that. I think this movement, which could have had so much good, has been co-opted in so many bad ways. And
well, look at the kid himself who did the shoot-up in Kenosha. 17 years old, came in from some place in Illinois. He goes down the street like he's on his way to the gunfight at the OK Corral, and the police pass him.
Well, he got attacked, according to reports, and then he shot and killed people. Now, why was he even there is the question.
Right.
Why were those people
also on the street? Why did he think it was okay to walk down
the street
with a big,
well, and why were those other people out on the street? There is a curfew. If you know that there is a curfew, party's over, go home. And we can't just allow this kind of... all of this is only going to result in more people getting hurt and more stupid stuff like this.
And one wonders, where is his family? How did he get the gun? And his life, by the way, is over. Whether he lives or dies, he's done. His life, he'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
But there are multiple pictures of him posing with this, looks like a military rifle.
Yeah.
He's 17, but where did he get the gun? He lives with his mom, who's a single mom. Why didn't the mother know? I mean, he's standing there grinning like an idiot with this big gun in multiple pictures. How does the mother not know this? I don't get it.
Yeah, where are our parents? What's going on? They'll all say, I have to work.
And
you know, there's all kinds of excuses that are,
I mean, that's the same thing
ridiculous.
That people are talking about everywhere, is that a lot of this violence, a lot of what starts all of this to begin with and all of this bad behavior is the deconstruction and the collapse of the American family.
Right.
And it's... You know, we have deconstructed this culture so much, gotten so many people addicted and married to government, that there's no one raising these kids. And it's just, I don't know if this is the case
that's
for
how they
this
vote.
Guy or not.
What can you give to me? That's part of the decision that's made by people. Oh, what can I get from the government? That politician voted for something. I got this, blah, blah, blah. And so away it goes. In a moment, Trump makes his case for re-election as we get to the number one story of the week here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list this week at number 10, the opening of a lot of movie theaters. What's playing? I noticed that in my local theater, it was the Raiders of the Lost Ark and a new movie about David Copperfield. No, not the magician. Number 9, the focus on personal relationships and what's happening in our country as people are full of fear and anger. Number 8, our relationship with China and, to a lesser extent, Russia. Focus of lots of conversation, as well it should be. Hurricane Laura occupies the number 7 spot. Number 6 is a focus on the economy, stores reopening, businesses reopening, and what isn't. Number 5, what the heck are we going to do for education, schools, and college campuses reopening, and the problems going with that. Healthcare in our focus at number 4, along with the COVID stats at number 3. Race relations and urban violence, number 2. And as you might expect, the presidential race is the number 1 story this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 43 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. You can help prevent heart disease if you exercise regularly, eat right, maintain a healthy weight, reduce stress, and don't smoke. But can you do anything to reverse it if you already have it?
Very
clearly, it is possible to reverse heart disease.
Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says,
the heart disease you can reverse is the narrowing of the arteries in the heart.
He says even if you have known heart disease, you can help improve your risk factors for developing blockages that can cause heart attack. And while lifestyle changes won't open an artery if it's already blocked by calcification, they can help prevent other blockages from happening.
Once you do things like stop smoking, take care of your diabetes, take care of blood pressure, the progression stops.
Making changes isn't easy. Dr. Kopetsky says to start small, replace a bag of chips with an apple, and build from there. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Next up, a list of the people. You'll find this list and the story list every week at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. This is a service of Talkers. It is really something a lot of people glom onto because they're fascinated with this format. Number 10 is Alexei I can't pronounce his name. Navalny, I think that's the right way of pronouncing. He's the guy that Putin's trying to poison. Jeff Bezos is at 9. Dr. Fauci is at 8. Kaylee McEnany, if you pronounce that right, McEnany. We'll say Kaylee, number 7. Kellyanne Conway, interesting story with her, number 6. Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse, the story from Kenosha, number 5. Melanie Trump and the Trump family, number 4. Mike Pence is at 3. Joe and Kamala at number 2. And the president, Donald Trump, is at the top of the people list, as you might expect, given that the presidential race and the Republican convention this week was on the top of people's minds. So, that's the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's move into the number one item here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So, what is Trump's strategy, do you think, Jennifer? And the takeaways from the RNC final night or from the whole week, where do you come down on this? You're a big supporter. What do you think?
I think it was a really effective convention. I think the focus was on real people telling real stories about how Trump policies help them in their everyday lives. And I think you had the president also be able to deliver what he thinks will be ahead for the next 4 years. The criticism that I had of the Democrats' convention is that there wasn't a lot of substance. It was all about, I hate Trump and I don't like Trump. And that's one reason for you not to vote for him. But what else are you going to do for me once you get there is the question. And I don't think Democrats answered that. I do think that Republicans did. And I think that they set out a priority on safety, priority on law and order. You heard a ton about the COVID-19 virus. You heard a ton about China. You heard a lot about gosh, you heard a lot about farmers. You heard a lot about the economy. I mean, there was just a lot to go around. I mean, people like to criticize President Trump as to that he didn't do anything. And I think the president and the RNC answered that the president actually has done a lot, and he's done it under circumstances where people were trying to throw him out of office at every turn.
Mm. All right, Victoria, did you spend much time talking or with your friends or listening or watching the RNC convention?
No, I did not. I did not see a lot of it. I just saw bits and pieces. I'm not the audience, and I understand that.
No, I'm not either. But I will tell you, in the review that has come down, I tend to think a little more substance came out of the Trumpster approach to this than came out of the Biden approach to it, frankly. I think there's a little more substance there, so we'll see how it plays out. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is Tech Talk review time here. 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The top five items this week from the world of technology as examined and reported on by Victoria. So let's go through and figure out what made it to the top five list here. Number five is a focus on Zoom and how it didn't work so well this week.
It did not. Zoom had a sluggish start to the new school year, and as schools reopened this week with video conferencing, Zoom had a huge outage, and I think it was just they were not prepared for the number of kids and teachers back in school on top of people who are working from home and relying on multiple Zoom calls a day. So this was a lengthy outage that began early in the morning, went until about 1 or 2 o'clock, depending on where you were. This all happened last Monday. Depending on where you were in the country, some people had issues, some people didn't. But for the most part, a lot of kids were basically calling it a digital snow day. So kids were supposed to be in class all day Monday, and it didn't happen. So Zoom has obviously already had their fair share of issues, privacy, security issues. They've got a lot of rival services that are, you know, kind of challenging them at this point. And we'll see where it goes. But at this point, it looks like Zoom is still going to be the default program or platform for remote learning for kids. But I think maybe companies might start moving away from it because there have just been so many security issues.
Number four is a focus on Google Maps and what's going on with that.
For the first time in a long time, Google Maps is actually getting a really nice update, and you can already see it in effect. They're rolling it out, but you can already see the differences in the color mapping algorithmic technique that they're using. So it helps people easily distinguish different types of terrain. So the beaches are tan, the forests are green, a variety of water, bodies of water, blue for lakes and oceans and ravines, things like that. It helps people, they say, who are staying away from mass transit. It's helping people explore areas on foot, on bicycle, hiking trails, things like that. So it's a good update. It's going to start also in cities. New York, London, and San Francisco are the first three cities that they focused on. You're going to see a lot of updates for sidewalks, pedestrian islands. All of that is redrawn. So if you're using Google Maps in real time, if you're like walking around a city with your phone open, you'll be able to distinguish more easily where you are. So it's about time. Google Maps was looking really stale for a long time, so I'm happy that they've done that upgrade.
Number three on the list of the top five items from the world of technology is a focus on Fitbit.
Fitbit had a really big week this week. This was trending for most of the week. They've unveiled a new smartwatch series. It's three different wearables, and the main one is Fitbit Sense. It's an innovative smartwatch. It's built with sensors that help you better understand what's happening in your body. It has a sweat reading sensor that detects small electrical changes to tell you how your body is responding to stress. The other cool thing is that it actually, like the Aura rings that the NBA players are wearing in the bubble in Orlando, this new Fitbit Sense, which costs $395, is not that cheap, but if you are looking for something that's got an advanced heart rate and breathing rate technology, this has it. It measures skin temperature. Early testing shows that these changes have been in your body have been detected very early on. In some cases, even before, for COVID, they've actually detected that if you have COVID symptoms up to several days before you even show symptoms, which is really cool. And it has, you know, Fitbit is known for their sleep tracker. That is still on par. The new battery lasts 6 days, so you wear it 6 days in a row before you have to charge it. So you wear it 24 hours a day so it can monitor all of your health symptoms. So it's really cool, and it's a big advancement for Fitbit.
We've been talking a lot this week about the hurricane, and now we focus on technology in the hurricane with number two.
We are in hurricane season, and so there are several things that you want to do. Obviously, everyone knows your smartphone could be your lifeline during a major storm. You have to keep it charged, keep it plugged in. Keep it plugged in until the very, very minute that you lose power. Then unplug everything, because people have been struck by lightning through electrical cords. So keep a Mophie charge stream pad. It's $30. It's a wireless power station. One of the other things that I like, it's an app called Zello. It's a free app. It turns your smartphone into a hybrid walkie-talkie and police scanner. You can actually connect with rescue workers. The FEMA app is free. It helps give you some emergency kits, Gas Buddy, and Airbnb. Keep those on your phone during storms, because Airbnb will actually let you know where you can stay for free.
Number one, false COVID claims.
Oh, yeah. Facebook and social media is just rife with all kinds of fake social media information on COVID. They call it an infodemic. Bottom line, don't get your COVID information from Facebook. Go to the CDC site. Go to reputable doctor sites. Don't use Facebook.
Top five tech stories, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.